Victor, a Hathaway House heartwarming romance, written by Dale Meyer, narrated by Kristen Price. Prologue. Victor Westridge studied the website. He'd heard so much about this place that it was becoming like the best-known secret around. But he'd applied a long time ago and hadn't heard back. And then, all of a sudden, out of the blue, he'd gotten a response. And now he had paperwork to fill out, if he was still interested. He was definitely still interested. But can you believe it? As he looked at the computer screen and saw the glowing accolades, he wondered if it was even possible. Could something be that good? He wasn't so sure. And yet, he knew several people who had been there and had made it through rehab, and he still wasn't exactly sure if they were all lying or making this up or what. Just then, one of the VA nurses, Jerry, walked in to check his blood pressure, something that he was constantly being hit with. From beside his bed, she glanced at the website casually and said, "Oh, now look at that. That's a place for you to get into if you can." "Why is that?" he asked her. "I've heard nothing but great things about it," she told him. "And I have had previous patients contact me afterward, telling me what an absolute delight it was to go there. If you get a chance, go." "I just got an acceptance," he shared with a wry look. "But I don't know if my doctors will let me travel." "Your blood pressure's high, and we do have some problems stabilizing some of your medications," she noted as she looked down at his stump. "And it depends on the healing on that leg." "You mean on the lack of a leg?" he clarified, looking down. She nodded. "It's pretty fresh, and you have a long way to go in that healing department. But they would help you a lot." She added, "You also lost a lot of muscle and volume on that one hip, and that's something else to be of a concern." "Meaning the fact that I won't sit much." "Or ever," she noted. "If these guys take you on, give them a shot. They'll do an awful lot more for you there than we can here. Here they've done the rough work, but that special physio is what you need next." She shook her head. "I don't know that you can get what you need here." "They've got a ton of paperwork for me to deal with," he complained, "and that's kind of next on my list." "Do it," she urged, "and let me know how you make out." "I can try. Do you know anybody who works there?" "Yes."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?